Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call. Day 7. Commit your work. Proverbs 16:3. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Let that land for a moment. Commit. In the original Hebrew, that word carries a physical picture. To roll. Like a weight too heavy for your shoulders, and you roll it onto someone else's. God is not asking you to be more organized, more productive, more capable. He is saying, roll this onto me. This year's work, the goals, the uncertainties, the tasks that already tire you before you begin, roll all of it onto him. And notice what the verse includes. It doesn't say, your great projects or your noble ambitions. It says your work. The email you answer first thing in the morning. The dishes in the sink. The deadline pressing in. The field. The client. The meeting. The report. Nothing you do today is too ordinary, too small to be offered to God. It all counts. It can all be holy. But what stops me in this verse, what really makes me pause, is the order. Commit first. Established comes after. We tend to do it the other way around, don't we? We plan. We strategize. We build the whole thing out. And then at the end we say, Lord, bless this. The proverb turns us around. It says, begin with God. Not as a final step. As the starting point. Because when you offer your work to the Lord before you begin, something shifts. A desk becomes an altar. The task is the same. Same hours, same effort, same challenge. But the purpose is entirely new. You are no longer working just to prove something, to survive, to conquer. You are working as an act of offering. And that changes everything on the inside. And the result? The verse is clear. Your plans will be established. But notice who holds that clause. It's not in your hands. It's in his. Your part is diligence, faithfulness, care for what has been entrusted to you. The outcome belongs to God. And that is not weakness. That is relief. You can work with everything you have, without the crushing weight of controlling what was never yours to control. So, today, before breakfast, before you open the laptop or walk through the door, stop. Think of the biggest task waiting for you today. Name it out loud in prayer and say it simply. Lord, this work is yours, not as a ritual, as an act of faith. As the moment you roll the weight onto his shoulders and begin in peace. One day given to the Lord, one task at a time. That is how a whole life becomes an offering. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.